The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, the football in the World Cup is finally underway in Qatar, and we've already had a number of interesting results. The hosts going down to Ecuador on Sunday in the opening game. But what about the fan experience? Well, we're joined now by a former Irish resident, a comedian and host of the fan festival at the Qatar World Cup, Hamad Al-Ahmari. Good morning, Hamad.
Good morning to you and to everyone listening. How are you?
We're grand, and people will say, that voice, that sounds very Dublin. And there's a good reason for that, is there not?
There is, yeah. I grew up in Ireland. The formative adolescent years were in Dublin. It's kind of, the accent's kind of toned down a bit, being living here since 2011, but I think it's still, you can still hear it.
I can certainly still hear it. Now, you are a comedian, are you not?
Correct.
So, what's the gig like when you are attempting to entertain fans from all over the world, all different backgrounds, different nationalities, I presume a different sense of humour?
Yes, very much so. Luckily enough, Qatar is a place where a lot of people from around the world live and call home. So I've been doing this for 10 years in Qatar, but I don't think I have a very difficult gig. The spirits are really high. The fan festival accommodates up to 40,000 people. There's loads of activations, and they're there for the football, so my job is pretty simple. Just getting them riled up and geared up. The spirits are always high, so
yeah,
there's loads of entertainment for them, so they're always upbeat and having a good time. Yeah.
Now, are you on stage every single day?
Every day, yeah. I'm doing the evening programs, so there's lots of, they broadcast all the games, and then we have performances from DJs and international artists for all the fans as well.
Yeah. Now, lots of stuff going on in the background. What do you make of the controversies surrounding the holding of the games in Qatar? I mean, just on the face of it, never mind anything that has followed or anything about local laws, just doing football in the kind of heat you enjoy or endure in Qatar is, you know, it's a tough business.
Did you say the heat in Qatar?
Yeah, the heat, like...
Yeah. I mean, it's not... Right now, it's like 28 degrees Celsius in the middle of the afternoon. So in the evenings, it's quite lovely. And the weather is actually the best time of year now for Qatar. From start of November till March, the weather is very pleasant. So it's not as hot as our summer months.
Okay.
I think everyone's having a good time. Everyone's in their shorts and their colours and their flags all over the country. So it's a festival of football. So people are having a good time.
And what's your reaction to the way Qatar has been portrayed in media as whatever about its modern architecture and the wonderful facilities that you have built over the years? The suggestion that your social mores are very old fashioned, you know, the LGBT, lack of freedom of expression and those kind of things.
I think that the conversation is very much one-sided, and if anything comes out of this World Cup is that people who are here will have the experience firsthand, and memories and stories will be told, and hopefully there will be a dialogue rather than it being talked at for so many years. Hopefully they will turn to talking to us, not at us. For me at the fan festival, you know, it's great to see everyone from around the world, different, as you said, different nations, different backgrounds, different ideals, but they're all there celebrating, having a good time. And you know, these memories will be forever in their minds that they were in Qatar and they were here and they had that experience. So hopefully what will come out of it is that people will have, it'll be more of a conversation because it hasn't been that way for a very long time.
The suggestions, of course, that the awarding of the games in the first place was a corrupt process. Then the controversy over people who were building the magnificent stadiums that have been constructed, that many people died, perhaps unnecessarily. What do you say to those kind of charges?
I think that the media kind of blew it up out of proportion and it's all clickbait. The authorities here understand that there has been incidents, but they've dealt with them in the way that they can. and it's not the numbers that are being broadcasted are just, I don't know, there's truth to that. There's population here is saying that 15,000 people died. That's probably every death probably that is related, not just work related, you know. So I think it was just blown out of proportion, and whatever would have happened during the authorities here and the people responsible would have dealt with it. So it's not to say that there is no incidents, but had there happened, there would have been dealt with.
The notion, though, that, say, two guys walking down the street holding hands would be stopped from doing that by police.
See, I find that quite funny, because as Qataris, we walk around holding hands all the time. And the way we greet each other is by kissing each other on the nose. So we're you know, when two Qataris meet, the first thing to do is give each other kisses.
Yeah, but we do know,
close enough, so.
We do know that the statement by one of the Qataris that being gay was a mental disorder, I'm paraphrasing, that sort of was carried globally.
This is the thing. I mean, like, Qataris are different. You know, you're making blanket statements that all Qataris are the same. So I would disagree with a lot of people. People would disagree with me, and it's just like everywhere else in the world. There's, you know, we have different opinions about so many things.
Are you free to disagree? Are you free to openly disagree?
Of course, yeah. I'm a comedian, so my job is to take these things and just point them out and go, yeah, this is, you know.
Okay, and finally, Hamad, you say that, you know, we will learn a lot about Qatar, not that the Irish are there in any numbers, except those who are already resident in Qatar. They haven't travelled for the World Cup because Ireland is not competing. But do you think that Qatar will also learn from the world as it visits your country?
Yeah, 100%. Like, this is, it's like a wedding day that's happening. You know, the whole country, the nationals, we're all very, very proud. It's like the energy is so high. I can't describe it. We're really annoyed about the results on the opening game. And we know that our team just didn't put on a performance. So we're trying to get over the fact that they didn't play very well. And we're not upset about the loss. It was just the way they played. We felt a little disrespected by the players that they didn't put a shift in, if you were. But yeah, of course. I mean, for Qataris, it's seeing Qataris in the middle of it all, in the fan zone, in the activities that are happening all around the country. It is that chance for open dialogue. Right. It's not so to say, like, oh, it's just learn about us, that we'll also see how all of these other cultures that are coming as well. We're open to learning from
okay,
that as
well. Okay, well, Hamad, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. That's Hamad Al-Amari, who spent his teenage years, formative years in Dublin, and is host of the Fan Festival at the Qatari World Cup.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.